Lesson 2. Vowel changes related to the Italian resonance. The Italian vowel system is very similar to those of other Romance languages. Basically, because of this aggressive movement of the tongue, there are very few, if any, of what phoneticists call lax form vowels in Italian language or accent. Most of them change into their counterpart tense form vowels. And since in phonetic chart, most vowels come in pairs of one tense and one lax, we can conveniently examine this in those pairs. We look first at the vowels in American speech, E and I, as in the words each and it, each and it. Now, both of these in Italian sound more like the E, but it is an E with a sharp staccato sound and Italian resonance we've been working on. E, 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 E. Now let's try some words and some sentences containing both of these American sounds, which turn into this Italian E. We'll use the same alternation technique. I'll do first with general American resonance and pronunciation. You repeat. I'll switch to Italian resonance, and you repeat, getting this new pronunciation out of this new resonance. Don't try to make it an isolated technical pronunciation change. All right, with the E and the I, first word list. Equal. Equal. Machine. Machine. Cheat. Cheat. Yield. Yield. Now, word list with the I turning to the E. Crib. Crib. Grip. Grip. Twitched, twitched. Infant, infant. Now some sentences with the both. She had to yield to speeding vehicles on the freeway. She had to yield to speeding vehicles on the freeway. Now using the I in American, the clinician instantly investigated the speech impediment. The clinician instantly investigated the speech impediment. One more. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. Now, the next pair of vowels in American speech are the A, as in gate, and the E, as in get. Now, these both go to sort of a cross between the two in Italian. It's closer to the A, but there are no sense of a diphthong. In other words, it's not A, but just the first stage, A. So you can hear where I say it's a cross between the two. But it's that same one for both. Word list, neighbor, neighbor, player, player, face, face, wayward, wayward. Now with the E going to the same sound, effect, effect, 20, 20, net, net, men, men, render, render. Now again, some sentences. A great April shower came our way today. Make sure you get it out of the resonance. A great April shower came our way today. They paid the price for delaying the instant replay. They paid the price for delaying the instant replay. Make this part of all of the resonance exercises we're doing before. Now going to the E. Ben was a general in the Army of Tennessee.
Ben was a general in the Army of Tennessee.
Doesn't go all the way to an A, but E, the first stage of the hard E.
Every effort was made to help the enemy to escape.
Every effort was made to help the enemy to escape.
Now the next pair is in English the oo as in spoon and the as in foot. Oo as in spoon and as in foot. Now both of these move closer to the oo. To the oo is the harder of the two sounds, but with again the Italian resonance. Word list:
school,
school;
food,
food;
troop,
troop;
loose,
loose;
spoon,
spoon. Now going to the sound in English, which goes to basically the same one.
Book,
book;
could,
could;
brook,
brook;
pull,
pull. Now some sentences.
The gloomy June moon turns fools to loons.
The gloomy June moon turns fools to loons. Keep the rhythm and the resonance.
At 2 past noon, I heard hooves on the roof of my room.
At 2 past noon, I heard hooves on the roof of my room.
Now several with the o sound, which turns into the oo.
We pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard.
We pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard.
Keep generating out of the resonance. Don't think of it as an isolated substitution in sound.
Captain Hook ate a bushel of gook he mistook for cookies.
Captain Hook ate a bushel of gook he mistook for cookies.
I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library.
I understood there was a good book in the neighborhood library.
Now the next pair is O and aw in English. Similar thing as with the A.
The O loses the second stage of the diphthong. It's not O, O, but just O, O, O. And the aw goes to that same one stage O, O.
So it sort of sounds like a cross between.
Like the O go going to go and the aw going to aw,
as in awful. Awful is almost an O, not quite.
Word list: oaken,
oaken;
old,
old;
no,
no;
coat,
coat;
notion,
notion.
Be careful not to go notion, notion, not with the second stage. Aw sound: caught,
caught;
brought,
brought;
soft,
soft;
sore,
sore.
And be especially careful here not to go to diphthong. You don't want to go sore, sore.
Sentences. The lump of coke glowed only long enough to roast the bone.
The lump of coke glowed only long enough to roast the bone.
The gourmand was bloated after finishing the roast with 4 potatoes.
The gourmand was bloated after finishing the roast with 4 potatoes.
Now going to sentences with the aw going to aw.
The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk to the emergency ward.
The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk to the emergency ward.
Lost boys become flawless at reform school.
Lost boys become flawless at reform school.
Don't tell morbid stories on warm nights.
Don't tell morbid stories on warm nights.
Now, the next two vowels are not quite as closely generating out of the resonance as the others, but you still must remember to do the resonance with them. This is the A sound, as in cat and mat, and the A sound, as in under and couple, and both of these sounds tend to become A. The A sound is the tongue depressor on your tongue. A, A, A. Let's look at word lists for both. Bath, bath. Adding, adding. Ask, ask. Lamb, lamb. Flag, flag. And now the A sound going to that same A. Lunch, lunch. Couple, couple. Month, month. Mother, mother. Few sentences. The passengers and the baggage were trapped aft of the alcove.
The passengers and the baggage were trapped aft of the alcove.
Sam rammed the flag into the anthill.
Sam rammed the flag into the anthill.
Now sentences with the A sound changing to the same A. The bum blundered into the lumberyard where the donkey was slumbering.
The bum blundered into the lumberyard where the donkey was slumbering.
A couple of hunters had trouble munching their lunches.
A couple of hunters had trouble munching their lunches. Now, these two sounds are really not that drastic. It's much more important than these two that you have the resonance and arrive at the sounds, at the pronunciation from the resonance. The specific change in pronunciation on these two is not all that much. You can say, for example, ask any bashful man or ask any bashful man. You can say the governor interrupted the huddle or the governor interrupted the huddle. And it's not that much of a change. The change of vowel in this case is not nearly as important as the fact that the vowel is being generated out of this new resonance or tone focus. You hear these vowels really migrate all over the place in the accent. I'll say one more thing about the Italian resonance before we leave this lesson. Sometimes, if you're doing this accent and you let the tone focus get away even for a moment from this frontal, nice, clipped focus and it falls back to the back of the mouth, you sometimes can be doing all of the proper pronunciations and it falls back and starts to sound a little Russian. And this can be a big problem if you're playing an Italian immigrant instead of Russian. In fact, I've been involved in several productions and seen several situations where actors playing Italian immigrants sounded more like they were just off the boat from Siberia rather than coming from Rome. So that's just one more reason that you should need to make a very conscientious effort to use this resonance and get the breath stream flowing and do all of the things we were telling. So we review now, once more, all of the things we're doing to create these pronunciations. And you go back and do it. We want you first to feel the shared point of focus on the tip of the tongue and the back of the teeth. Sense it there and feel it there. Then, at the same time that you're doing that, you use a more aggressive thrust of the tongue, especially when you have consonants that hit up there on the teeth. Then you lift the lip just a little bit to get you to expose the teeth a bit more. And then you're using these puffs of air and you really make sure that you're feeling the sound up there, much up in front of the mouth. Then go back and practice all of these sound changes and make sure that these vowels are generating out of this aggressive resonance that you're doing up there. It's very important that you're able to integrate all of these things together and get an organic core from which you generate the new pronunciations. This then is the end of the introductory lesson discussing the sound substitutions related to the resonance of the Italian accent.